Chapter 2. The Mystery of Money. The term money has two very different meanings in popular discourse. We often speak of someone making money when we really mean that he or she is receiving an income. We do not mean that he or she has a printing press in the basement churning out green-backed pieces of paper. In this use, money is a synonym for income or receipts. It refers to a flow, to income or receipts per week or per year. We also speak of someone's having money in his or her pocket, or in a safe deposit box, or on deposit at a bank. In that use, money refers to an asset, a component of one's total wealth. Put differently, the first use refers to an item on a profit and loss statement, the second to an item on a balance sheet. In this book, I shall try to use the term money exclusively in the second sense, as referring to an item on a balance sheet. I say try, because with the use of the term as a synonym for income or receipt so ubiquitous, I cannot guarantee that even I, who have been aware for decades of the importance of distinguishing between the two uses, will not occasionally slip and use the term in the first sense. One reason why money is a mystery to so many is the role of myth or fiction or convention. I started this book with a chapter on stone money precisely in order to illustrate that point. To make the same point in a way that is perhaps more relevant to the everyday experience of most of us, consider two rectangles of paper of about the same size. One rectangle is mostly green on the back side and has a picture of Abraham Lincoln on the front side, which also has the number 5 in each corner and contains some printing. One can exchange pieces of this paper for a certain quantity of food, clothing, or other goods. People willingly make such trades. The second piece of paper, perhaps cut from a glossy magazine, may also have a picture, some numbers, and a bit of printing on its face.